50%.
Yeah, Sigmund Freud said that it's probably penis envy that leads us to smoke cigars.
Nice. We're here, by the way.
I figured it was something like that.
Howdy ho.
Also, I thought you weren't supposed to inhale cigars.
I inhale cigars.
You're not supposed to.
Then why does the smoke make you cough?
Because when there's six people in a room smoking cigars, smoke tends to get in the air, Josh. And on a night when it's freezing rain outside, it's a little hard to open a fucking window.
You're talking to me like I'm a dumbass.
You are a dumbass.
But the fact that you never mentioned six other people.
Yeah.
That's
it's
it.
It's a party, Josh.
I win. I didn't know there was a party.
Hey, six
All
people
you said...
doesn't make a party.
Well,
six other people smoking cigars.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a completely different story. I retract everything I've said the past minute.
Yeah, I hope you fucking better.
I'm just saying.
Open your fucking ears, Josh.
I'm just saying.
Say it better.
I can't.
Okay.
It's impossible. Let's talk about video games. Okay.
I like them.
Hi, Forrest.
Howdy.
Josh.
Don't talk to me.
We're Gamer Discretion Advised, back for another podcast.
The
O is long. It's a long, the podcast.
My mom still calls it an iPod. Have fun recording your iPod.
She would. Is it one of those things where you put the two dots above the O?
It is. Like your, it's the podcast.
Is that what, okay.
So, PlayStation turns 25 this year. It's kind of weird to think that 25 years ago, you know, that was the launch of the CD revolution as we know it, as far as video games are concerned.
Honestly, it feels like it should be a little longer to me. I don't know why. It feels like it should be before I was born, but PlayStation, I guess, came out after I was born, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. December 3rd, 1994, it was released in Japan.
And it's on my girlfriend's birthday.
Yep.
That figures.
So, yeah, we are officially 25 years into the PlayStation launch. Excuse me. It's kind of weird, too, because of all the consoles to look back 25 years later at, PlayStation is still kind of an odd story just for the fact that, you know, really, before that, we had Sega and Nintendo and Atari.
Sega!
And they just kind of, Sony kind of come out of nowhere because of their more of trying to square off against Nintendo, to be honest, after they got mud thrown in their eye.
Because Sega sold well and had a lot of good games and this and that, but they really weren't that big a competitor for Nintendo.
The Genesis did well. I mean, when they started adding on a bunch of different hardware and stuff with it, that's whenever they had a lot of people lose interest in it just because it was just too much hardware and not enough software.
Exactly.
So I was always kind of glad, you know, no other console really did that too much, really. I mean, the Super Nintendo, we had the Game Boy player, the Game Boy and Game Boy Color player. But beyond that, what did we have as far as add-ons and stuff like that beyond, you know, Game Genie and stuff like that?
Pretty much.
So,
well, I mean, you could argue like the Super Game Boy, but...
Right.
Well, before that, they had the little magnifying glass with light that you could install on top of your Game Boy, and it would magnify the screen.
But it wouldn't change your games, though. It wouldn't play different games because of it. And it didn't cost as much as a console did either. So, but I don't know. I like the PS1, PlayStation 1, whatever you want to call it, PSX.
I was testing your PS2 to make sure it still worked a couple weeks ago. And to test it, I played a PS2 game and a PS1 game. The PS2 game I chose was Resident Evil Code Veronica, which kind of looks like dog shit on the console, honestly, after seeing, you know, the up-res, high-def generations. But I put in Resident Evil 2, the Claire disc. You know, remember back when you had to have two discs?
Yep.
Right.
I put in the Claire disc to test PS1 games, and I think that might be my favorite version of Resident Evil 2, because there's this weird motion blur that's in none of the other versions, but looks amazing. Or it fits the atmosphere well. So I think that's my definitive favorite version of Resident Evil 2.
Well, and, you know, Josh and I have always shared stories of going to our buddy Ed's house and playing. He had a PlayStation before I did because I bought into the Sega Saturn Eco at first. But Ed bought a PlayStation before either of us, so we would go over to Ed's to play PlayStation. And it was just, it was definitely a different system altogether. So,
well, it did what video game consoles seem to refuse to do or don't know how to do anymore, and it innovated.
Right.
It said cartridges are good for not having any loading capacities, but they have no storage on them. You could only fit at very most, at the time, I think it was only 32 megabytes of,
right.
of RAM onto it. So Sony said, all right, we'll put it on a disc. You'll have to load it, but we can fit so much more onto it.
Right.
And then the two versions of Mortal Kombat Trilogy were born, and I hate them both.
Well, loading times weren't that big of a deal. They kind of sucked. Maybe at the time they kind of sucked more than I'm thinking, but nowadays we're just so used to it.
Yeah, nowadays even Nintendo has them. Even their cartridges have loading screens.
Now it's, oh shit, this is going to load. I'm going to get up and grab my drink and stuff like that while it does that.
And then you get mad because while you're in the other room, the game kicks on.
You're like, fuck, I missed it. I put my headphones on, you know, because if I do play, it's usually late at night after the kids go to bed.
Yep.
And that's how I usually know, like, I've got to get back to the TV now is because I can start to hear the music kick in for whatever we're going to play. So,
yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah, I had 25 years of PlayStation. That's kind of a big thing, I think. There's not too many consoles 25 years later you can go back to, you know, minus a Nintendo console. You know, and people still are playing today, so...
Mm-hmm.
Even...
And so, Nintendo only keeps theirs alive really digitally.
Right. So...
They did do well with the minis, but...
I did laugh because somebody said, oh man, the PlayStation turns 25 today. They ought to make a miniature console of it. So, I seen somebody had tweeted that. So...
That is funny.
Yeah. Josh?
Yes, sir.
Everything going okay over there?
Yeah. I was deep in thought.
You
I was deep thought. Deep. I was trying to figure out the whole 42 thing.
Were you thinking about the new DLC Skyrim's going to get?
Yes. No. Yes. I haven't decided. Yeah, I put it up on the board just because I was emailed by Bethesda telling me that. So then, of course, I went to my next stop for news, YouTube, and it was all over every gaming channel was like, oh, and check this out. So it's cool. Skyrim's getting, the DLC for Skyrim is a new dungeon, and it comes with new armor to craft.
Yeah, four new armors, I believe.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then Fallout 4 is getting armor, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's great.
It's amazing.
Is it horse armor?
My girlfriend has been
for adult for $250.
I actually bought that. I don't know why I bought it.
I did too. I think everybody did.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about that before. That was one of the first in-game microtransactions, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of the forefronts of that. It's like, horse armor, this is stupid. All right, I'll buy it.
I better have it. I need it.
Yep.
So really, the whole microtransaction market is because you two assholes bought some horse armor that clearly, all these years later, has done you no good.
And clearly, you know, since I bought it 10 years after the fact, I'm sure it was, you know, a big deal in the grand scheme of things.
Okay. I'll go eat crow.
Well, you got to think, too. That was the only way that you're going to get a game to keep going.
That's also the only way you're going to get horse armor.
Right. Indeed. But, I mean, honestly, that was the only way that, you know, you could support the game beyond just going out and buying it at that point, and then hoping that they create more content for it eventually, which they did. But it was basically the only way that we could hope for them to fund more into it. So, not that they couldn't afford to make more shit for it anyway, but...
The first time I ever heard of DLC was for Star Wars Battlefront 2. And there is an entire game mode that's in the base game. It's called, I want to say Assault, but I'm probably wrong. But basically, it's only in Mos Eisley and Tatooine, for all you Star Wars nerds out there.
Excuse me.
Only on the desert planet of Tatooine can you play as every boss character or main character of the game? And that's all you can play as. You can't play as normal soldiers. You can only play as, like, you know,
Darth Maul and...
Yeah, Count Dooku and, you know, the good people.
Right.
But for DLC, you could download that for the planet of Kashyyyk. Kashyyyk, whatever.
Kashyyyk.
Yeah. And I thought that was the coolest fucking thing. But I had no clue on how to do that with my OG Xbox in the middle of the country. So.
Yeah, being limited. That was one of the things that pissed everybody off, especially about the Xbox One, when they said, oh, well, everyone should be online. Mm-hmm. I paraphrased. I didn't quote him exactly. But that was the gist of it. And I don't know. Did he get booed at that when he said that? Because it.
I remember there being a little bit of a backlash. I don't remember what they really said there in the audience, but I think it didn't go over very well.
No, it didn't. And then I think the current president, he had said that recently with the because they were talking about the Scarlet. And he's like, we kind of learned our lesson about that. Well, I mean, I went and I got an Xbox One. And
yeah, but you're a sucker.
And I bought it when Master Chief Collection came out, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I pre-ordered that. And I was like, well, I got the money. So I didn't get an Xbox One right away. But anyway, I went and I got it. And then I was like, oh, man, my internet's down.
Uh-huh.
I can still watch Blu-rays because it's got a Blu-ray player. Nope, had to download the Blu-ray player.
Yep.
So I was completely screwed. So if you had no internet or access to internet, you just bought, at the time, a $700 box.
Yeah,
paperweight.
You bought a paperweight.
You bought a paperweight.
It made funny sounds. And that's why I bought a PS4, because after the first update, you can just do whatever.
Right.
You can play offline. Although I've run into some issues with Mortal Kombat 11, and that's starting to get on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of their data servers are saved online, because I've been offline for too long, it erased all my progress, and I have to go back online to get it back.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's dozens of hours into Mortal Kombat that I can't get back. But aside from that, the game's great.
So what was deleted? Was it just win-loss ratios? And
oh, no. It was all my cosmetics, my customizables,
All
my progress, all the money I had, all the things, the small rewards that I had, you know, little banners.
I know it's kind of crazy, but have you tried emailing them about that?
Apparently it's a common problem, and it only happens when the game tries to update. Yep. So.
Someone should have seen that. I mean, someone at Sony. I don't know. I'm going to stop speaking for other people because I wasn't in that room when that decision was made.
Mm-hmm. Probably because they all have internet and they don't think about stuff like that.
Right. I mean, that could be it too.
I mean, ultimately, whenever they're testing shit, you know, the thing that they're not testing is probably the offline mode. I mean, to be fair.
Anymore, it is probably an afterthought.
Right.
But I'm doing a goddamn gaming podcast. I should be able to, you know, be the offline side of things.
Well, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's exactly. It does suck that you would have to think, you're like, oh, I don't have internet. I guess I'll go boot up my 64.
Yeah. Which I have done.
You know, that may be why some people stick to older consoles, because they don't like dealing with that stuff.
Well, and that's another thing I really miss is when they would release a finished fucking game. Because I've been playing on the 1.0 version of Fallout 4, and it is so unbelievably buggy. It is ridiculous.
Right. But, I mean, from a developer's standpoint, too, having a game online like that, they can issue updates later at their leisure. So, I'm just trying to speak from their point. They can sit in their office at their studio, and they can build this game, and they say, oh, man, we launch in 6 months. We don't have time to put this feature in because we'll have to design a whole new menu. We'll have to design a whole new interaction. We'll have to make new cinemagraphics. Like, we just don't have time to put that in. So from their perspective, I understand how it's easier to put out a base game and then later on issue updates that change the game.
And I agree with that. It. All I ask is that the base game fucking works.
No, I gotcha. But see, that's also, too, where someone would also say, you were bought a Bethesda game, you should have expected...
And I can see that, but that's not the only game. That's just the one I'm choosing to mention.
Right. I get that.
It's just... people like me get screwed.
Right.
Because I also had the Day Zero version of, you know, Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain. and it came with its fair share of fucking glitches too.
Right, and I think we talked about that the other day too. Well, by other day, I mean it was like 6 months ago.
Give or take.
Because I had never played Part 5, and it came out on Game Pass. Mm-hmm. So I downloaded it. I have about 5 hours into it, 6 hours, but I haven't played much since then because Game Pass is kind of a bad deal because there's so many games on there. I can play a game that I've wanted to play for a while and get, you know, a few hours into it, and I'm like, oh, that was fun, and then just never touch it again because there's an endless stream of games for me to download.
And there's always new ones coming out.
You know, and since I have such a big external hard drive...
we're talking about your big external hard drive.
I can't help it, okay? Having all that storage space, I don't have to worry, at least yet, I don't have to worry about deleting games to make space. Most people, they can't do that. There'll be times where I've wanted to play games with Mark or Nathan online, and they're like, oh, I don't have it installed. Let me delete something. And then I'm like, well, don't even worry about it because we won't get to play tonight. It's going to take 6-7 hours to download because it's a big game.
Not for me and my 5-terabyte hard drive.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, that's 4 more than he has.
It's true.
It's 1 more.
Well, I thought you said you had 1 terabyte.
No, mine's a 4.
Oh. We're talking about your big external hard drive.
Yeah, 4. It's a big number.
Yeah. I hate you.
I get that a lot.
Fair enough.
Well played.
We got off topic. Oh, about you getting screwed.
I mean, I could talk about that if you're the one to. But...
figuratively and literally.
There we go.
By gaming companies.
Speaking of getting screwed, they're going to soak you for more money on Resident Evil, I hear. Are you willing to pay?
Yeah.
What's going on with the... Resident Evil franchise, Forrest?
Well, they have finally announced, well, not officially announced, but it was leaked on the PlayStation Network that Resident Evil 3 Nemesis is getting officially remade, and the cover art is causing mixed reactions. I'll put it that way.
Why?
Nemesis.
I don't know if any of you out there know what Nemesis looks like. Probably most of you do, but let's just say he has a nose now. And trying to picture Nemesis with the nose is a really strange thing.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be real easy to pick on you right now, but I'll take the high road for once instead of you. I'm just kidding. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Your soul is mine.
He's still doing it. You may look into my soul, but you don't own it. Sorry. Yeah. I couldn't do it as good as... Is it Robin Chow?
Show.
Chow?
Show.
Show?
S-H-O-U.
Rob. I knew that.
Put your Mortal Kombats away, boys.
Who said I didn't? Anyway.
But, yeah, I guess, that, you know, even if Nemesis looks a little off, that he's going to be tearing through buildings to get to you, so you're probably not going to be staring at his face the whole time.
Right. He'll be moving around a lot. I wonder if he's going to... one of my friends used to beat Nemesis with... Maybe it wasn't the whole game, but there's a part where you fight him in a courtyard with a fountain.
Okay.
Anyway, he would catch him on the corner and use the knife.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. There's burning wreckage all around you.
Yes, exactly. Everything's on fire.
In the clock tower, yep.
Yep. And that's how, at least during that fight, that's how he would beat him. He would catch you because the fountain was square. And I guess if you're at the right angle, he wants to keep walking straight for you and not walk around the object. So he just kind of walks against this invisible wall for him. And he was just slashing him with the knife.
And it's funny, I didn't know this until... probably 6 months ago, but Resident Evil 3 has the worst knife out of the entire series because it does next to no damage.
Ah.
In Code Veronica, it does all kinds of damage because you hit multiple times per swipe.
Right.
In Resident Evil 3, it does nothing.
Okay.
So beating him with a knife is a very impressive
feat. I had a friend in the back of my barracks that used to beat RE3 with a knife, and that used to drive me crazy because I could barely beat it with... all the weapons. And here he is. He's like, he could just juke and jive around the zombies like it wasn't even a challenge. I don't know.
I can't do it in the older games.
Some people, maybe they're born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I was waiting.
I knew one of you guys would say it. So, but yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this. I bought RE3 secondhand at a used store, and I loaded up on the PlayStation. And I think at the time, PS2 was already out, so I was playing it then. And there's a puzzle where you have to flip some switches in the water treatment plant or something like that.
Yep.
And I remember falling asleep in the puzzle. And I woke up like 5 or 6 hours later, and mm-hmm. just this scream is still on, and it just switches. And I'm like, oh man, this is gonna kill my game time for sure. I don't think it did. I don't think it counted the time in puzzle.
It's funny you mentioned that, because the first time you ever let me play Resident Evil Remake, we played it and we spent all night, you know, tearing ass through it, trying to beat it. And then I fell asleep and woke up, and you were just standing in the middle of the residence. You know, Jill was just standing there, you know, thumping her foot, waiting for someone to do something.
Right, right.
And we're like, God, how long were we out? Well, we finally beat the game. It took us 17 hours to beat it. And Wesker still said, Jill, you did a fine job.
Right, of course he would. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, too, because I remember playing that and doing okay at it and beating it, because when I first got it, it came out on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
So it came out on the GameCube. I played it. I beat it. I mean, I had a fun time, but only did it a couple times, you know. And then it just, you growing up, you were just, you know, just a little kid, and you're like, oh, video games are cool. And then now it's like, I'll watch, because the other day, I've got it installed on my Xbox because it came out for Xbox One, and you bought it. That's why it's on there.
Yeah.
And we were just shooting the shit, and you jumped on, and you were just a fucking monster. I mean, you were like zombie around the corner. Mm-hmm. All right, grab the arrow, and you just, you know, when like speedrunner type.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the only game I've ever really wanted to speedrun.
Right,
and I could only get my time down to like 2.5 hours.
Which, what's S time, S plus time, or whatever?
They don't rank in that game, but
oh,
I mean, you have to get at least under 3 hours to get the rocket launcher. So I did okay, not great.
So well, that's the metric I would use to mm-hmm. decide if you did good or not. Did you unlock the infinite weapon? If you did, yes. Great. If not, what? Once again, you're not a speedrunner. You know, I watch them a lot. You're the one that got me on it. Because I would...
I love the GDQs. I can't get enough of them.
I don't know. It's just really interesting to watch people speedrun these games.
Yeah, especially first-person shooters. I've watched a fella who I love to death named Box Soup. Love him. He speedran Turok, Dinosaur Hunter, and to watch him play that is unbelievably entertaining, because you can't see what's going on. He's moving the damn camera too fast.
Excuse me, I cough right in the mic.
But
is he just like moving the camera back and forth, and you're like, oh look, he's playing.
And the game is beaten.
He did it.
Oh, he's amazing.
All you have to do is move it back and forth 37 times, and you beat the game.
He's the Billy Mitchell of Turok.
But
and then he's like, but wait, there's more, and he loads Turok 2.
He may have. I haven't seen it yet.
He wasn't a speedrunner, but he was a YouTuber, and he was doing a playthrough, and he was doing Resident Evil. And there was a scene, I don't know, we even had a joke between us for a while, where he's coming up the stairs, and there's a monster, whatever. He's like, hello, darkness, my old friend. Here's my flashlight.
Here's my flashlight. That is from Doom 3.
Is that what it was from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because in Doom 3, you could switch between your weapon and your flashlight.
Right, which in BFG edition, they just gave you the flashlight on all the weapons.
Pretty much. But no, we did use it a lot for Resident Evil because the game is so dark. That game is so
dark. Yeah, it's pretty dark.
And your TV at the time, a CRT TV, was stuck on game mode.
Yeah, oh, it was dark. Everything was dark.
It was impossible to see that game. We had to strain our eyes to beat it.
And the worst part about that, too, is I had lost the remote years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was the only way to change game mode.
Yeah,
We went through the menus on that TV a billion and one times and never saw a game mode function. But I knew for a fact that I had put it on game mode because I was playing on Halo and put it on game mode years and years ago. This was like 2001, and it looked really good.
Uh-huh.
But
that's testament to this TV because it's a JRC, right?
JVC.
JVC, my bad. Yeah.
I didn't mean to, but while I was on active duty, I would buy everything at the PX on base. My TV was JVC. My DVD player was JVC.
That thing was amazing. Five-disc track in it.
My buddy Andy gave me a JVC Kaboom box. I had like all JVC shit, and I didn't mean to. It wasn't like I was shopping for it. They just had the best deals.
Whatever. You saw the product placement in Highlander Endgame when Connor and Duncan are fighting.
Endgame, right. Yep. That amazing movie it was.
And there was... It was, there could be only one product in the barracks, and it has to be JVC.
It was JVC.
Seriously, Connor and Duncan MacLeod are fighting, you know, this big dramatic epic moment, but there's a giant JVC billboard in the background. That's what the whole scene's lit by.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though.
It's pretty good product placement, better than Man of Steel.
It must have been really good because it was subliminal. And I never subliminal. I never read it. It must have got right down to the back of my psyche.
Smoke.
Yep. Yeah, I'm coughing.
Smoke.
I've had a...
He's a good ninja when he wants to show up.
Smoke. Are you smoking yet?
Yep.
Okay.
What was that off of? Family Guy?
Family Guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Shenmue 3.
It exists.
It exists.
I don't know why.
We don't know how or why, but it exists.
Someone out there asked for it, apparently. Well, number one, it got two games. It had one and two.
Well, for there to be a third, there had to be one and two.
Well, no shit. I'm just saying. The fact that a sequel got made to begin with.
First one was Dreamcast. The second one came out on Xbox. Mm-hmm. And now the third one's PS4. And I believe they are going to release it eventually on everything.
Okay.
So.
Honestly, I know there's fans of Shenmue out there. I hear about them once in a while. But I get it confused with the Yakuza. I get it confused with every Japanese gangster game out there. I know
because Sega does all that stuff. The Yakuza game, Sega does it. Square Enix does Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah, Sleeping Dogs.
So.
It's so, they're all so similar to me, I can't really...
Shenmue was different, though. Maybe. Shenmue wasn't like... You know, the fighting mechanics was not very good in Shenmue.
Right, but that's not why people played it.
Right. They did it because it was so lifelike. Like, uh-huh. The original Shenmue was so cool because it was doing things and it was going graphically ahead where nobody else had done it quite yet.
That's how they kind of got around the graphics versus gameplay, because you couldn't, like, pick everything up. You could not affect the environment hardly in any way, but it looked beautiful.
And a lot of people, they wanted it to be a life simulator too.
Right. Cause you had to get up cause there was a time mechanic.
Yeah.
You had a clock going on. So you knew it was like, oh fuck, it's noon. I better clock back in from work, or I better clock off lunch or something like that.
And drive your forklift in the game.
Right. Yeah. I think it still does that.
So, it was definitely something different for its time. I never played much of Shenmue. I borrowed it for a split second, but I didn't actually want it that bad. It was one of those games that I had borrowed off of a friend.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, this would be neat to play.
And I never beat it or anything like that. It definitely tried talking me into trading it for my Skies of Arcadia back in the day, and I was like, that ain't happening.
Right.
So I'm always glad I kept my head on my shoulders for that one. So, but yeah, there's a third one now, give or take. I've heard it's good. I've heard people talk about how it's, if you like the Shenmue series, it's definitely right. a third one of those.
I played part two for the Xbox, and I think that was the first time I had even heard of pachinko, because you can go gamble your money at the pachinko parlor.
First time I ever heard of pachinko was in an episode of Power Rangers called Rocky Likes to Play Games.
Nice.
The villain is a giant pachinko machine. I'm not even joking. I wish I was joking, but I'm not.
I'd have fought him. I'd have liked my chances.
You just have to throw balls at him and hope that one of them lands
in the hole. Yeah, just take all of his balls away, and then he would be defeated. He's like, I have no more power. That's ridiculous.
I remember seeing pictures of guys smoking and playing the pachinko parlors. I've never seen one up hand, but I always remember seeing pictures of that when I was younger. There would be guys in there chain smoking, playing at the pachinko parlor. So I don't know if I don't even know how to play it or anything. So
as far as I know, it's pretty easy. You just hit one button continuously, and it keeps dropping balls, and you have to get them into the...
You have to get them in the holes by praying to God they get in the holes.
Nice.
And then you win money somehow, I guess. Do you win more balls? Is that what happens?
I guess you get more balls and you have to cash out your balls. I don't know.
You trade the balls in.
I trade my balls in.
It's true. So, oh well.
For a copy of Skies of Arcadia.
Yeah. Everybody does.
I wanted to share a quick story because I wrote it up on the board. I just happened to see the meme.
Thank you.
So there was a young kid, and he broke his arm because he was trying to fly off of his swing set with a umbrella. He had been watching his older brother play Fortnite.
Can you do that in Fortnite?
Yeah, you can jump off ledges and stuff, and you pop your umbrella out, and it slows you down or something.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I believe. I think I've seen it done. I've never played Fortnite, but we have it downloaded because we have other people that come over sometimes to play it. Mm-hmm. Can we play your Xbox? Can I play Fortnite? Whatever, dude.
Whenever they're off bike riding, every 10 minutes we get a phone call.
It's not my profile, so I don't care. Excuse me. But anyway, the kid broke his arm. And I get it. And I guess the adult in me at first was like, fucking dumbass. And then I immediately had a flashback to where I tried to use one of mom's mirrors as a bridge between two beds. I couldn't have been, I have a vague memory of it. I couldn't have been 3 or 4 years old, somewhere around there. And between two beds or two tables, I put one of her stand-up mirrors and tried walking across it. And it broke right in the middle. And I vaguely remember being like, well, why did it break? I should have easily been able to walk across this glass device.
And it cut you open and now you're a ghost.
No, maybe I am a ghost. I've not done pottery with anybody yet, so.
It's the seventh sense.
Gotcha.
Maybe we're just, nobody hears Josh, we're just talking to each other.
It was just, you know.
Sometimes a long, awkward silence.
The adult with me, it was just like, what a fucking dumbass. But then the kid in me was like, hypocrite.
Yeah. I was waiting for the story of this to go, and now the parents are suing Fortnite.
Right.
But that's not happening, is it?
No, the parents issued a stern warning about Fortnite. Basically...
And Mary Poppins.
Thank you. Thank you. That I wasn't going to even really worry about it. But yes, exactly. So...
Motherfucking Mary Poppins.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Think about that too, though. Some kid gets hurt doing something that he saw in a video game. It boggles my mind. You know, parents get upset over that stuff, and I get it to an extent, but I don't get it to the extent that they can sit and watch a movie that is rated for children, and the kids do all sorts of crazy, fantastical stuff that's completely balderdash impossible, and. And it's as soon as it hits a video game and they've got a controller in their hands, they're like, oh, this is crazy. This is Johnny got hurt. And I just want to look at these parents and go, fucking, how many of these cartoons have you watched? Like, how many of these cartoons have you watched that somebody gets hurt or does something of the same nature? And all of a sudden he sees it in a video game and that's what triggers it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's got to make me think, it's not like when video games came out, kids started being stupid.
Right.
Kids have been doing stupid been shit forever.
Just the way you worded that caught me off guard. Like, yeah, well, I mean, humans have been fucking stupid.
Exactly.
I do stupid shit every day, and every time I facepalm, I'm like, why did I do that?
We invented a nuclear bomb before we invented video games, and video games are the cause of all the violence in the world? Are you serious?
I've got a meme. It's an old painting from one of the wars back in, like, the 1600s or whatever. And it shows like a bloody axe and people are dead everywhere. And it was like, yeah, this is right after some game got released. Mm-hmm. Everyone fucking, they couldn't beat it and got pissed off each other. I don't know. I probably shouldn't have brought it up because I can't quote it correctly. So
I blame Dark Souls.
Just delete this part. Just edit it out. I don't want to hear it ever again.
Thank you, Dark Souls.
Okay.
Thank you, Dark Souls.
Master print. Anyway.
I will edit
Dark
nothing.
Souls master
I got quest. Into an argument one time with a lady. We were at a friend's function. And she was going on about how bad video games really was. And she made the comment about...
Was she also drunk at this time?
She was on her way to being.
Okay.
But, was she on her phone playing Candy Crush?
No, surprisingly. But she was was eating the Hershey Kisses off of all the cookies that were placed on a platter that we brought.
Oh.
So it's probably the diabetes talking.
Yeah,
no, probably. That right there tells me that she has this skewed... view of the world where she's important. I mean, seriously, you're going around and you're... Who does that?
Mm-hmm. This lady. Anyway, so she starts to tell me how bad video games and stuff like that are and how they are the cause of all the violence. And I reminded her, I said, so Lee Harvey Oswald climbed up into the book suppository and shot JFK because of video games?
Because he saw Donkey Kong do it?
Yeah. I just told her, I said, violence and people have been hand in hand since the dawn of time.
That's the dumbest argument ever.
I know. And for people, they just want to grab the easiest straw.
Low-hanging fruit.
Right. It's like, oh, well, here, you guys pick straws. Here's all these low straws, and here's the six-foot straw that you can easily grasp. Uh-huh. Which one are you going to pick? You know, and they make it to where the thing that a kid is going to be able to use is common enemy number one.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I don't get it because I've grown up with video games my entire life and never ever once have ever held a gun in my hand, which I own firearms.
Mm-hmm.
I've never held a firearm in my hand and thought, man, I could go wipe a bunch of people with this.
I'm going to go kill somebody.
Yeah, I've never thought that in my entire life. In fact, mm-hmm. The idea of hurting a human being is revolting to me.
Well, I find it funny personally.
Well,
but I watch a lot of cartoons.
Right.
But, okay, I know where the argument comes from, or maybe not where it comes from, but where it definitely spiraled it out of proportion, and that is Columbine.
Right.
Because they said that their inspiration for shooting up their entire school was Doom. I can understand that, but at the same time, if they did that, then they clearly have some kind of disconnect from reality.
Well, exactly, because that's a game where you play a space marine killing demons from hell.
Yeah, you're not at a school shooting kids. They had problems before this game. The game didn't inspire them to do anything. It was their excuse.
Right.
Well, this has been going on, especially if you want to get into politics about it. They, everyone in government, and it's usually, I don't know, it's always music. It used to be music.
It used to be movies, and then it was comic books, and then it was, you know, rock and roll, and now it's video games.
No one wants to take responsibility for anything.
No.
And nobody wants to parent anymore either.
Right.
Exactly.
No, that's true too.
Well, not when you can hand them a little, you know, 6-inch device that can parent them for you.
Right.
So, but that's all it is. People.
I mean, and that's in generalities. I mean, I know people that they limit their kids' screen time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you want an hour on the iPad? Okay, then you need to clean up your toys. You need to do this. You mm-hmm. need to help me with dishes. You know, you got to work for your screen time. And, I mean, and that's fine. That also teaches, I'm just saying, you know.
That's not a bad policy. It teaches responsibility.
No, right. I was just trying to say.
Reward.
There's a lot of people out there that parent just fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not one of them, but.
No, exactly. My kid's just terrible, and I'm a horrible parent. But like Mark said, there's a lot of people out there that don't want to parent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
And they want to grab the lowest hanging fruit.
They want
to
blame.
The easiest straw
to
grab.
They want to blame.
Yes.
That's what I think makes me the most mad about society, is just for the fact that, you know, yeah, video games have violence in them. So let's just link everything to that.
Right.
But, you know, you can point out that the kid may have been beat. The kid may have been shown violence and stuff mm-hmm. like that in another form or fashion. The kid was probably bullied. The kids had people look down on them and spit on them and all this stuff. And you can't think for 2 seconds, like, oh, well, why don't we actually start turning around and, I don't know, look at all the causes that the kid kind of flipped exactly. the switch.
Well, and I don't want to get too far into it, I guess, because I'm not trying to pick sides or whatever, or even blame one thing on a certain person. But look at someone like Jeffrey Dahmer. His childhood and his upbringing was about as perfect as it could be. Loving family, loving parents. You know, they tried to teach him right and from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, nobody picked on him, as far as I know. Now I feel like before I say anything more on it, I need to research Jeffrey Dahmer, you know. But so I will say in my mind, in from memory, it seems like I watched a documentary on him, and his childhood was about as normal as it can be.
That sounds about right. But there are people who just have loose wiring when they're born. That's all, not all it is, but there are people who just can't function properly. They don't have empathy. You know, sociopaths and
right.
psychopaths.
Well, I mean, that's what he did. He was trying to make, you know, a sex doll mm-hmm. out of a person. But since he had no idea what the hell he's doing, he kept killing them.
Yep.
I mean, you're messing with someone's brain with acid. I mean, he would drill holes in their head.
Yep.
We're getting graphic and grotesque here, and I didn't really mean to take it that far.
Whatever, Mortal Kombat
but,
happens.
I mean, you know how people like, we could talk, Mortal Kombat happens. Right. Shang Tsung grabs a guy, and he's like, all right, now sit still. I'm going to drill a hole in your head, and put acid in there.
No, that's Baraka with his drill claws.
Yeah.
Irregardless. the thing that bothered me about the argument with the lady is she didn't come in with facts. She didn't come in with findings.
Yep.
She just come in with
her feelings.
Yeah, she just came in with
bleh,
just
she had
gutter.
A preconceived notion that video games were bad and the cause of all the violence, and she decided to spit it out without actually doing any of the work.
No, what it is she personally doesn't like video games.
Exactly.
And she doesn't like her old man playing them.
Well, it wasn't even, because her old man doesn't seem like the type anyway.
Okay.
But well, her kids, she didn't want her kids playing them is what it blew into. Right.
So, I don't know the whole story.
They're a waste of time to some people.
I don't know the whole story.
I mean, technically, video games are a waste of time.
They kind of are.
That's not necessarily a bad thing unless it's Elite Dangerous, Anthem, or Destiny 2, Josh.
Number one.
You notice where he led.
I take issue with this because I don't have that many hours in Destiny. Especially Destiny 2. I was going to say, I definitely only have maybe 2 hours into it total.
That's good.
Anthem? Okay, I might have quite a few hours into that. And not Someone near as to. Many as Elite Dangerous, but I've not been on it for a long time. Mm-hmm. I did jump on it for the Black Friday sale to see what paint jobs they had on sale. For Elite? Yeah. Even though I probably will never ever play the game again, I'm like, ooh, I gotta have the newest paint job. Just in case one day I decide to play this game, I'll have kick-ass paint jobs.
Well, I did the same thing when Mortal Kombat X came out. They came out with they got the horror theme package. You know, it makes Reptile look like the creature from the Black Lagoon. I don't even like playing Reptile, but by God, I have to have it.
Right, I have to have that. Well, and that's how they catch you.
Kesha.
There's... That was out of the blue. I've had a kind of a personal correlation, I think, when it comes to... you know, we have people that they always have to have a DVD. They are the newest Blu-ray. Okay, they have... No offense, Mr. Mm-hmm. Shreve. But they got Alien on VHS. You know, they got Alien on on every format.
On DVD, Voodoo, you know?
Right. Netflix. And then they're going to... And to Mark's credit, he doesn't do this hardly.
You forgot Laserdisc, 4K right, Blu-ray.
Exactly. Betamax.
He's even got it sketched out. Someone sketched out each frame in a book. And he's like, man, I love this movie. And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying. And like I was saying to Mark's credit, he doesn't do that hardly anymore at all. Mm-hmm. But there was a time when we were young where we had to have it.
Well, I'm guilty of it too.
Right. And it's well, I own this on 16 formats. I don't even have a Laserdisc player, but it was on sale and the guy was giving it away practically. So I thought I'd collect it.
All they wanted was a blowjob for it.
But I mean, and then the new game will come, or the new movie will come out, and like, extra unreleased deleted scene, and it's like 6 seconds of footage.
Yeah.
But it's like, gotta have it. Gotta have it.
That's what drives me nuts anymore, is they're purposefully reducing the amount of content on their discs so they can sell more discs and more editions of it.
But what I was getting to is, I think some of that fills that hunter-gatherer instinct that we have, because most of us don't hunt and gather food anymore. We just go to the supermarket, we go to McDonald's.
We hunt and gather DVDs.
I mean, you see what I'm saying.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, now, you can't say that with hoarders, because from what I understand, this is just what I understand, and I could be wrong, but it seems that a lot of people, when you watch shows like Hoarders or whatever, those people have anxiety issues. They have separation anxiety. I know that doesn't count for all of them, and I'm not saying that anyone who hoards anything is a bad person or that they're completely broken. But from what I understand of it, most of those people suffer from anxiety issues, separation anxiety. They don't want to part with things. That's why they hold on to a snotty rag for 10 years. You know, they don't want to part with it. I may need that. No, you're not going to need a snotty rag. I'm sorry.
There's an episode of South Park that touches on that. Stan's a hoarder in his locker, and they go to clean it out, and they're like, all right, well, can we get rid of this? Well, no, that's my old homework. Okay, we'll put that. Okay, what about this? It's a broken toothbrush. Well, no, I mean, of course I need that. Like, all right, I'll put it back. Pulls out a baggie. Okay, it's a sandwich covered in maggots. Well, no, of course I need that. It's covered in maggots. No, just... Give me my sandwich. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm thinking Futurama. They go to clean up Fry's locker. Like, it's a hat filled with cottage cheese. Like, it used to be milk, but time makes fools of us all. Oh, man, I love Futurama. That's such a stupid joke. I'm crying over here, dude.
I love it.
Oh, I love that. But, yeah, so... Because I did it, too. I wanted to collect DVDs. I wanted to have all of them.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, and now I have so many DVDs that are in boxes, and I'm like, man, I wish I could have all the money back just at once that I spent on these.
It's funny you mentioned that. I wanted to take a picture, but I did not think about it. I went to Super Mega Replay over in Evansville pretty recently.
Super Mega Replay! Yeah. Evansville, Indiana.
I got nothing there, but we were looking around. I thought about getting the... They had an original collector's edition of the Mass Effect 2 strategy guide.
Oh, cool.
I was going to get that for you, but I decided I didn't like you.
That's fine.
And we looked at, you know, the movie shelf.
You and I have beat that game so many times, we don't need a fucking strategy guide anyway.
It was going to be pointless. But we were looking at all the movie shelves, and I noticed that there was an entire shelf had to have been, see, 47 47 copies of Taken 2 all right next to each other. So clearly someone did not fucking like Taken 2.
Lots of someones.
I've never seen so many movies, so many of the same movie right next to each other.
Right. That is kind of odd.
That is a lot of
Normally those places only have, if you're lucky, there might be two of the same movie next to each other.
Oh, you should have been there. There's like two of every movie known to man there. Or at least all the bad ones.
That's a lot of movies. That's a lot of movies. That's a lot of nuts.
You want fries with that?
He just left here with nuts.
The bad thing too now is, you know, people like us, we wanted the best quality, the best fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't care. They'll just take whatever quality at whatever fidelity.
That's
you know,
how
a DVD,
I am. Yeah.
A DVD is just fine for most people. Mm-hmm. If they have it, like, you know, they still call them DVD Blu-rays. No, it's a Blu-ray disc. You know, they still have to associate a movie with a DVD. That's how they associate some movies. And, you know, I will go work on somebody's TV sometimes, or I'll go set up somebody's, do an installation for somebody that wants, you know, something simple. Oh, we want to hook up a soundbar to our TV. And I'll go there, and they've got everything hooked up with the old composite, the yellow, white, red cables.
Right.
And I'm like, you guys realize your Blu-ray player has HDMI, or your DVD yep. player has HDMI out, and you could probably have it. We don't care. We don't care. And you want your soundbar that you spent like $500 on that has ARC, which is audio return channels, you want me to hook that up with just red and white stereo cable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Whatever.
I mean, it's your soundbar, whatever. Right. If it was me.
Yeah, I see that more often than people want the best of the best, but they don't really know how to use it in a lot of ways.
Right.
I'm not saying everybody's like that, but you do have a fair share of people that are just kind of like, who cares?
I'm definitely guilty of that.
Yeah. I wish, though, when TVs and stuff like that came out, like 4K and all these other TVs, that they put a big thing on the box that says, if you don't know how to use this, we'll come talk to you.
Right.
Ask somebody.
Email us, please.
Yeah.
Well, and when it comes to something like that, you would almost have to hook it up the way you think it should be done, just so they could hear it.
Right.
Because I think sometimes the visual aspect of it is what really sells. So you try to tell someone, well, it's got HDMI. If you have an HDMI TV, why are you using composite? Well, I mean, how hard is it to hook up an HDMI real quick? As long as it's not hard to reach the things.
Right.
Plug it in for them. And
yeah,
then
honestly,
like,
it's easier than
right,
than using.
It's one cable now.
Yeah, it's one instead of three.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's pretty fucking easy.
Yeah, but some people will look at the cost of it, too. Like an HDMI cable, those are expensive.
Uh-huh. And people don't really even know what HDMI is.
No.
Because it's not exactly common knowledge.
But, I mean, people that can afford that kind of stuff, like Mark was just saying, it just doesn't really matter. What matters is they have it.
Exactly.
And when their friends come over, they can be like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's like that guy that goes out and spends $60,000 on an Escalade and then wants to put SuperTech engine oil in.
It was one time, Mark.
The oil was on sale.
The oil was on sale.
It boggles my mind. You know, that's the same way with a surround sound and a TV and all that stuff. Everybody wants to go buy that stuff, but they don't want to do the homework to figure out why it's the best of the best.
Exactly, or even how to make it the best of the best.
And I'm not saying I'm an expert or anything like that. Don't take me wrong. You know, I still have, you know, my faux pas and hang-ups and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of times people don't know what they're buying. And I guess I just, I'm trying to say buyer beware more than anything.
Okay.
If you're not really aware of what you're buying, maybe you need to do a little research on it, or...
I research everything that I want to buy, whether I know I'm going to love it or not.
Yep. So. Well, there was another aspect to it, too. I know that, like, the soundbar analogy isn't quite good, but there's people that love vinyl for their music.
Right.
And, I mean, at least in that situation, they say why they like it. I don't need that. I don't want that CD. I don't want that MP3. I like listening to it on vinyl. That's fine. If that's what you like, that's what you like. But don't go buy the best of the best just because.
Well, with vinyl, though, that's kind of a double-sided coin, too. Because you don't want the top of the line. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would be nice to have the $500 Audio-Technica, you know, turntable. But at the same time, you know, I've got an old Sony turntable that Hope's dad was throwing out or getting rid of, and I took it, and it sounds amazing. It's still got the warmth and the sound and all that stuff to it, and it works perfectly. It works just fine, but it's old, and it's still... But back then, they had good components and stuff like that, too.
Right.
And now you can go to Walmart and buy, like, a Crosley and listen to it on it, and it's just like, you're not really getting why vinyl is so...
Right. You're not getting the full experience.
Because vinyl really is, like, superior to CD in most ways, isn't it?
Yeah. In depth of audio quality, it is. But it's hard for me to sit here and tell you why I love it so much more. It's got a warmer sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
Vinyl has a deeper, warmer sound to it. It's just... I guess it. Most people are like, oh, I want the best fidelity and quality and stuff like that. And it's not, well, it's not that for me. I mean, there's an elegance to it.
I was going to say, you're missing out on the beauty of the imperfection.
Right. I like to listen. I like, even when the music stops for a second in between tracks, listening to, you know, the white noise.
Yep.
I mean, that sells me on it a lot of times.
Well, so. And I'm sure, especially for older people, that's relaxing.
Right.
Because that's what they grew up with. You know, when their parents listened to music, that's what was on. When they listened to music, that's what they had.
And I do know where you're coming from, because I've listened to Moonlight Sonata on vinyl, and it is definitely the best version of it I've ever heard.
Right.
And see, and then there's my argument, too. I'm like, just give me the fucking MP3, and I'll be fine. I just want to hear the fucking song.
And that's great. Convenience is...
The convenience is what sells.
Right.
If it's faster, more convenient, less work on your part, it'll sell.
I don't recommend everybody have a vinyl collection.
No.
I don't think it's meant for a lot of people. Right. I don't think it's something that everybody should have.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at Chuck and Candace. Or Chuck, an example, too. He's not much younger than us.
Mm-hmm.
So he's only 35, I think. I can't remember his exact age. And he's just an old school kind of guy, and he's got a record player. And we were listening to comedy vinyls from, like, the 60s.
Nice.
And what's also funny, too, is they were way raunchier back then.
Oh, Red Fox and stuff like that was. Yeah.
Well, he was listening to some lady. I can't remember her name. But she was pretty fucking hilarious. But she was up there. It's funny how back then they could be so much more dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Without cussing as much. I don't know. Just
I like it.
They were way more elegant in their wordplay.
Well, they were implying more than they were
right,
saying.
Right. And she also, if anyone hears this, they might know it. She also played piano songs and wrote songs on the piano that were funny. So she did. She mixed stand-up with her songs.
I wish there were people who did that nowadays.
Well, you know what I mean. I was just saying, so if anybody... And this was in the 50s or 60s.
Uh-huh.
The pictures on it were in black and white.
Ooh.
On the sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Also, but, sorry, go ahead.
You talk about, like, being raunchy and stuff like that, but really it was guys like Lenny Bruce and all those guys that kind of paved the way for the comedians of the 80s and the late 70s and stuff like that. Without Lenny Bruce, like, because he got arrested time and time again for his acts. It was deemed, you know, completely repulsive and inappropriate, and
people laughed.
Yeah, he paved a way for sure.
People liked him.
So, yep.
He's a student.
He's a scholar.
Yeah.
I see where you were going there. But back to video games. You've got League of Legends on the board. It looks like Riot Games has kind of got themselves in a little bit of a hot water bottle.
Well, it's maybe not so much, because this was, it's actually a settlement.
Right.
And the lawyer for the plaintiffs actually said that they were really pleased with it, because it, to them, it showed Riot Games, how can I word it, their urge or desire to improve, in her words. So anyway, they agreed to pay a $10 million settlement in a gender discrimination suit. Apparently, it was mostly over pay gap. The women employees weren't being paid
the same
as the men for the same job.
If close to over 1,000 employees, from what it looked like,
right? It's quite a bit,
current and former.
And I guess they also said it, you know, there was a bro culture, you know.
But we technically
Kappa Riot,
we're three guys.
Right. There's a bro culture in here for sure.
And it's not like it's, that's the worst thing too, is we can acknowledge the fact that, you know, we are three dudes talking about this scenario, right. But I welcome to the table anytime a equal female member, you know what I mean? It's not like
JD on.
Well, true. It's not like we discourage against, you know.
No.
But how many female gamers want to talk with us?
Well, and that's just true, dudes, because,
you know,
we tried to invite Crystal on in the beginning, and she gave me like a stern head shake, like, mm-mm. Not because she didn't want to talk to us or whatever. It's just she didn't want to be recorded. She didn't want to go on the internet. She had no desire about being part of a podcast. She didn't care.
Well, I mean, I didn't either, but then you started forcing me.
Whatever. Lies.
I don't ever want our podcast to be just, you know, thought of as just bro culture, I guess. But it's hard not to be. It is insanely hard not to be. You know, I raised a daughter. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to, you know, think, you know, not just about a dude's future, but a female's future as well. Mm-hmm. And I would never, ever want my daughter to think, well, I can't do that because I am a girl.
Right.
I, you know, she plays video games. She does all the same stuff that I did as a boy, you know, and I never, ever look at her and go, why don't you do girl stuff? I look at her and go, oh, well, you're better at this than I was.
Right.
So,
right.
You know.
If that's what you want to do, do it.
Right.
If you want to, you know. We talked about when we first started this, eventually having an episode about female gamers.
Right.
And not so much pros or cons or anything like that, but like a lot of the shit they have to go through.
Oh, yeah. They're talking.
God damn.
Because guys will go on there and like, make me a sandwich, bitch, and shit like that. And uh-huh. It's just like, it makes us look stupid in the end.
No, it does. There's a YouTube channel. See, once again, here I go talking about shit that I caught one time on YouTube and never seen again. But there's a whole YouTube channel devoted to female gamers and showing what happens. That's just the whole channel. I don't even think there's not even commentary. It just shows gameplay of mm-hmm. female gamers on chat listening to the shit they have to
getting heckled just because they're female.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I've never been, okay, I'm going to go on record and say that I'm not really that PC. I'm not SJW in any way. I don't see, maybe I'm just ignorant. I probably am, but I don't see the problem as being as big as other people say it is until I see stuff like that. And then I feel there is an active problem.
Right, I understand. Well, it falls into a person's capability of dealing with so many situations at once. You can't, mm-hmm. you know, some people, when they say, I just can't deal right now, they absolutely mean it, that mm-hmm. they have to check out because they're going to fucking explode if they have to deal with any more fucking issues.
Yep.
So you as a person, just in general, you can only worry about your little social group.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard for you to give a shit about people in Manila.
It really is.
Or, you know, Japan.
Yeah.
You know, they're so far away. You don't know them. They're a completely different culture.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to sit and take the time, I mean, I know there's some people out there that sit and think about these things like, oh my God, there's so, you know, all the injustice in the world. You know, there are people uh-huh. that do that. And I'm not saying that they're suckers or idiots. It's your life. If that's how you feel, acknowledge it and go with it. But it's really hard, especially for me, to worry about people so far away. I don't see them every day. I have my own issues, mm-hmm. my own problems, my own hopes and dreams. You know, so I can't worry about uplifting the whole planet before myself.
It's yeah, most of our problems are, you know, white people problems or first country,
first world problems.
They're mostly first world problems. Oh, well, shit, I don't have internet. I guess my life is ruined.
Dude, the internet goes out here. I walk the house. I mean, I've got Blu-rays. I got DVDs. Mm-hmm. I got video games I can play offline. I've got books. I've got chores that I could do. Mm-hmm. But I walk from one end of this house to the other like a lost puppy until my internet comes back on.
But it's our way of life.
Right.
It doesn't seem like a big deal. And in all honesty, it's not. We're not going to die without internet, you know.
But
just inside.
Back to what we were just saying, though. You know, we say it is our way of life, you know, playing online and being a mm-hmm. gamer and all that stuff, too. But how would you feel if every time you logged in and wanted to play with your friends or a group of people and someone new comes along and all of a sudden you get every bit of attention because you're a different gender?
Right.
Like, I've never had that problem because, well, I'm a dude.
Right.
But from a female standpoint, I mean, it would be insane to be just you online. Like, yeah. I could see why some of them have voice filters and stuff like that to hide
right,
that stuff.
Right. Or so they don't have to deal with it.
Right.
Yeah, and I have known girls who have made male profiles so nobody will heckle them.
Right.
And I've also known, I don't know where this came from because they weren't, you know, homosexual or anything, but I've known guys who've made female profiles so they will get attention. I don't know why they do that or where it comes from.
They're getting attention. That's all he is.
I guess.
Well, there's this term. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called troll. It's when people do shit.
Answer my riddle.
It's when people do shit just to get a rise out of people.
Uh-huh.
They may not even genuinely believe in what they're saying.
Well, that's the thing. They're not saying anything. They just want the attention.
Right. Well, I mean, to them, maybe it's more fun than playing the game.
Probably.
leading people on, like, another term you'd probably, catfishing? Have you heard?
That one I actually have only a vague knowledge of, but I don't really care, so.
It's when people lie about their profile online. 9 times out of 10, it normally applies to men on dating sites acting as women.
Continue God's work, Chris Hansen.
But anyway, I mean, I definitely see your point. And like you were trying to say, we get online, we play people we know, we don't see that happening. It's not in our direct line of sight.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if Chelsea got online and some guy was like, hey, bitch, the fuck's going on? You want to suck some dick? You know, because they do that. Guys do that. Yep. That machismo bullshit drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just, you can't just play a game. You.
Yep.
But I
because they have a different gender than you, you have to run them down. Well, it goes without saying. It's kind of like the bully technique. For the bully to feel more important in life, he runs the other person down.
Right.
That's his game. Well, for me to feel bigger, I have to make them feel smaller. Mm-hmm. And for me to make me feel better about who I am, I make them feel inferior about who mm-hmm. they are. And it makes no sense to me why people do that.
Me neither.
But they do it.
I would think part of it is sometimes people apply something to their personality and they let that define them. So you have a guy online, you know, and when he's not at work, he's on PlayStation or he's on Xbox and he's playing Call of Duty. I'm not trying to single Call of Duty out, but it's a massive multiplayer online.
It's definitely
it's not
a good
MMO,
choice.
But it's multiplayer. You got gunners. Everyone talks mm-hmm. shit. You know, I mean, because it is a competition. You're trying to get more kills than the other guy or the other team. So it is a competition. And especially in sports and competition, people talk shit. Part of it's because they like it. Part of it is psychological warfare. I'm going to make this guy make mistakes by sounding cooler and tougher and
uh-huh.
make him feel inferior to me. And then when he comes across me on the map, he's going to hesitate or think twice. And then I'll have him. Ah, and I'll get those kills. You know?
God,
so,
I wish that worked for me.
So you get guys, you know, online, and being a gamer is part of their personal identity. They walk around with gamer t-shirts, you know, and they walk around like, do you even game, bro? You know, it just becomes part of them. So when they come across a female, I don't know, do they feel challenged? Do they feel that she doesn't belong there?
Insecurity.
It's a combination of a lot of things.
Well, I mean,
they're like, oh, cool, they do exist. And then it's like, but are they better than me? Because I can't let them be better than me.
It's hard to meet a chick staying in mom and dad's basement. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. And so for these people to actually meet somebody, sometimes you have to leave the basement. And sometimes that's hard for people to do. And so, you know, you get a little jealous or unheaved by the fact that, you know, you get upset by that fact of like, well, I can't have it, so automatically I'm going to be mad at it. Mm-hmm. And it's a bogus bullshit excuse. It doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. It's just one male grunting around going, I wanted that, but I can't have it, so I'm going to be shitty to it.
Okay.
It's like the caveman. It's just immaturity is what it really is. Okay.
No, I mean, you're right. I don't know.
What I want to tell to all those guys is, I want you to walk, if they have a mother, I want you to walk up to your mother and say the three crappiest things that you say to these gamer girls. I want you to walk up to your own personal mother who probably fed you and changed your ass.
Thinks you're an angel.
Yeah, and made sure to take care of you and shelter you your whole damn life and probably paid for your video game and probably pays for your online and your online service. And I want you to take the three nastiest things you've ever said to a game girl that you've gamed with.
And say that to her.
And say it to her and see how she treats you. Because if she doesn't end up using a cast iron skillet on your ass, I will be shocked.
Or breaks down and cries.
Yeah.
because her little angel just said some of the most
heinous, vile shit.
And that is another thing. Keep
hopefully
in mind,
she goes for the skillet.
Keep in mind, most of these trolls and a lot of these people who do attack women are just teenagers. Like, they're really just in mid-puberty and too stupid to know better.
I saw an old meme a couple years ago, and it was a bunch of kids sitting together, and it said, these are the people that said they fucked your mom last night. And they were like 8-9-year-old kids sitting in a little group. Like, yeah, you sure did.
So a lot of that is just stupid kids trying to provoke a reaction.
True. It's the same thing that happens with the internet, too. There is an anonymity surrounded.
Exactly.
You know, if you go to a bar and talk shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to get your ass whooped.
Right. You're something's going to happen.
But if nobody knows who you are.
Right. If no one knows where I am, they don't know me, they don't know where I live. And then once again, you have that whole troll thing where... Mm-hmm. What they say may not even be what they personally believe. They just saying something to get a rise out of you.
Yep.
And that's why when it comes to trolls, and especially online, when it just comes to rude people, you have to learn to just let it roll off your back. You know, if you have to imagine them as some pathetic person, you know, living in a closet with no job and suckling off the people that love them, for money so they can...
God, Harry's life's not that bad. Quit picking on Harry Potter.
But I mean, if that's what it takes for you to just ignore them, if you have to picture them as being some pathetic outcast, mm-hmm. that's fine. But they're probably not. You know, for all you know, you could have ran into them at Walmart and they're like, oh, hey, oh man, I'm sorry I ran into your car. Have a good day, man. You know, but then they get online and like, oh, you pussy ass motherfucker, I swear, you know. You know, hey man, your fucking mom's hot, dude. Mm-hmm. I could be your dad.
Yeah.
Sound familiar?
Yeah, it does. Does it? Yeah, it's, you does say it. That to your mom.
did you now?
Yeah, but not online.
At least you had the balls to say it to her face. He'd come over and be like, how's my son? How's Forrest?
You're going to die in your sleep.
I will kill you.
That's probably the best way to die, because that way there's no suffering and all that jazz to go with it.
I like jazz.
I like your take from that.
Yes.
So, I mean, with that said, 10 million, that's not chump change.
No, not at all. And if it's only spread across however many female employees, people are going to get, you know.
Well, don't forget the lawyer.
Get rich.
The lawyer is going to take a giant chunk, and then there's going to be, well, they have to pay court fees, or since it's a settlement, there may not even been, it may not went to court. Correct?
It's possible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't.
I'm not a lawyer, so I'm just going off what I've seen off Law and Order.
dun, dun. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it would. Do. If it settled out of court, then obviously they didn't
right.
go to court.
Well, I'm sure,
but the lawyer is still going to take a chunk of it. But still, that's still going to be.
That's why she was so happy.
Purse. Yeah, a pretty penny, pretty purse.
Right. Problem. Yeah, it's still a nice payoff.
It lists 1,000 current and former female employees who have worked in the company in the last 5 years. So
okay.
Yeah, so that's $100,000 apiece, not counting what they're getting for what they're paying their lawyer.
You probably are. The lawyer will probably take close to half that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah,
she'd retire. I mean, honestly.
Well, you got a law. If it's part of a law firm, so
right. Then so even she's not going to be getting that big chunk of it. It's going to the firm. Correct.
The firm.
So she can't retire. Sorry. Well, sorry, lawyer lady. YouTube is going to be changing. They changed their stance on violent video games.
Thankfully.
Because a lot of times, let's say someone's playing Call of Duty and they're streaming it or they have a video on YouTube and it depicts the violence. Mm-hmm. They could get demonetized.
Yep.
Because of the violent situation.
All because they brought the violence and it wasn't significant. I went there.
I get it. It's a disturbed.
I did it.
It's disturbed.
It yeah. is disturbing. You're correct.
I love it.
I went there again. Go ahead.
No, just...
That was it.
Even when Mortal Kombat 11 was coming out, I got so confused because I didn't know YouTube was censoring their content. So when I would watch a fatality and it would go to black and white, because it was just one channel doing that, he would edit his videos. When the fatality happens, it's black and white. Like, why the hell...
So he was doing that so he wouldn't get demonetized.
Yes. And I thought that was a clever workaround when I actually figured out what was going on.
Okay.
So wait a minute. So if it's not in color, YouTube...
Exactly. As long as it's not red, nobody cares.
Really?
He would even show, like, against the bug lady, Devorah. You could show her dying because her blood's not red.
I'll be damned. Hmm.
Or at least that's what it was at the time. I don't know if that changed.
Right.
But that was only back in April.
So, okay. So that must have been part of the algorithm or whatever YouTube's got going on.
Yeah.
Sub-Zero wins. Sub-Zero.
That's weird. Well, they finally came back and said, because there's a scene, spoiler alert, if you're playing it or haven't played it or whatever, the new Call of Duty, where they're over in another country and some young girl has to defend herself against a terrorist and she ends up killing him with a gun, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I've not played it. I only read that part in an article. So I could be paraphrasing that wrong, or I could have even given you incorrect information because I'm going from memory. But anyway, that's it. Because basically YouTube said, we understand the difference between real violence and scripted violence.
Took them long enough.
I mean...
I get it. It's a family streaming service. Everybody's going
to
have
not even that. I mean, how many hours get uploaded every day to YouTube? How many hours of content? Mm-hmm. How many people can watch that? Versus how many can they hire? I get it. It's a cost. It's a cost thing. If like 10 million hours are getting uploaded a day, there's no way one person can watch all that. There's a team of people can't watch that. There's only 24 hours in a day. We can't speed up time for ourselves. So I completely understand that. But in that situation, that's where you need to change YouTube in general and make it a pay service or something. Or have a pay service where another service where people can put that shit on there. Add it to the... I know there's a gaming side of YouTube, especially... You can go through it and select it.
You're just going to take my money, aren't you?
Yeah, I want to demonetize the fuck out of you. Give me your money.
Most people do.
Bring money.
So, that was just it. That's all I had on that one. It's just nice to see someone finally talking sense. Star Wars 2 Battlefront is getting a celebration edition this week, apparently.
Huh. Which Battlefront 2?
The new one by EA.
Damn. No, the PS2 one.
I was hoping the PS2 one.
Well, when I first seen the article today, that's what I thought. I was like, is there like a re-release of the old? Because I don't even play the new one. So
that's what it needs to be.
I kind of forgot they existed.
Mm-hmm. All they had to do was just up-res the graphics, and people would have eaten that out of the palm of their hands. But, oh well.
Apparently, it's 25 hero appearances. Legendary appearances, plus new ones for the other characters.
How many loot boxes are involved?
Doesn't say. There's emotes and reinforcement appearances, troopers and stuff. I don't play the game, so half that stuff's Spanish to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a gamer, so I can deduce through context clues what it is, but...
Elementary.
My dear Watson. Amen. Hallelujah. It's raining men. That was it. That's all the little things I've come across.
Okay.
I mostly just wanted to bitch about a guy getting a nose job, and then I did that, so I'm good.
A monster getting a nose job. A monster getting a nose job. He wanted to feel more human, and here you are degrading him because of it.
Piss on him.
You're not a human. You're a freak.
Have you seen those teeth?
Yeah, they're really big.
Wait till they put a schnoz on Godzilla for the next one.
They give him Barbra Streisand's nose. Yeah.
They just put in
Mecha Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. what was the blue-nosed guy from The Muppets? Gonzo?
Grover?
Gonzo. They're going to put Gonzo's nose on him.
Well, they already made him the Cookie Monster a few times. So.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, nom, nom.
They ruined the Cookie Monster. They did. Are you going to debate ruining the Cookie Monster? No. What about the Mandalorian?
I guess I could have just asked.
You could have.
Instead of
Josh got scared of the mic and started miming at me.
Yeah. I had a military flashback and I was doing hand signals like, go, stop, 5 meter spread. You and you take cover points there and there. Slowly, go quietly. Stop.
Hammer time.
Collaborate and listen. Went two different areas. I won't really get into it, but I've heard that Anita Sarkeesian, if you know her, she's a feminist, and I don't really have a negative opinion of her, but she's been stirring up some trouble with The Mandalorian, essentially saying that if you like The Mandalorian, then you are reinforcing the patriarchy. And those are her pretty much exact words.
Who is this person?
Anita Sarkeesian, I think that's her name, something like that.
Is she the actress that was in one of the episodes? Okay.
No, she was, basically she got big forever ago, you know, a few years back, because she used to make videos on how to make games less more feminist, basically.
Okay, so she's a social influencer type person.
She's a feminist blogger, is
Sarkeesian,
what it says.
That's what it is.
Okay.
I used to watch her videos because they seemed all right. You know, it was basically saying, you know, why does it always have to be a princess getting kidnapped? And I kind of get that. But, I don't know, what I got out of it was her not wanting to reinforce stereotypes. Fine. But she started pushing it. And, of course, you know how the internet is, as we were just saying, people laid into her for, you know, you're a woman, go make me a sandwich. You shouldn't be talking about all this stuff.
So instead of attacking her with facts or logic or knowledge, they reverted to... right.
Caveman. Bang chest.
But the more she would say stuff like this, the less sense her opinions would make. You know, because now everything is about, well, the men dominate, and everything you like makes them dominate even more. And that's what she's saying with The Mandalorian. It took 19 minutes for a single female to be in The Mandalorian and speak. That makes this a patriarchal show. Despite the fact that the woman who speaks in The Mandalorian is the matriarch of the Mandalorians. She is their leader.
Right.
But no, we're reinforcing the patriarchy.
Right, right. And the one running the...
The one running the damn Mandalorians.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, so. When her character was first revealed, she looked, the way she turned around.
Dude, she's a badass.
She looked like she was just going to fuck him up for being there. I was like, is he even supposed to be in there?
I was expecting it to be a gladiator, to be honest, the way they got her dressed.
I love that helmet. I know people hate it. I love it. But I didn't want to get too into that. I just wanted to bring it up because I feel like it's worth mentioning.
Right. Well, and it's funny too because I don't want to say it because you've not seen the fourth episode yet. But there's a absolute...
Kick-ass take charge.
Powerful female in the fourth episode.
I've seen her design. I like it.
Okay. Yeah, she's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spoil it just a little bit for you and for listeners, but they have a little bit of a tussle when they first meet, And as far as I can tell, she just overpowers Mandalorian. She's like, get the fuck down. Bam! Nice.
And what's funny is that episode, as I recall, is directed by a woman to begin with.
Yeah, yes, it was actually directed by Ron Howard's daughter.
Yep, awesome. Dallas. Dallas Howard.
Really?
Yeah. I actually wanted to...
Really? Because the episode before that was also
Bryce
directed.
Dallas Howard is who it is.
Bryce Dallas Howard, yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Yes. The...
I know who she is. Okay. Yeah. In Jurassic World, she's the redhead.
Yeah.
She's the beautiful redhead. Yes.
I mean...
She's beautiful.
She's like a 7 to me, but...
No, she's like an 8.5, 9.
She's a 4. See, you're reinforcing the patriarchy by giving her a number value.
Oh, shit.
You're devaluing her as a human.
Give me a number value. I'm a 2. I'm
okay
four.
With right. that.
Someone put me on Hot or Not, and I got like... back in like 2001, they put me on Hot or Not, and I got a 4, and I was like, they don't know what they're missing here. I'm lying. I cried myself to sleep that night.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Right.
But
and she holds her own, too, but I'm... I don't get it. I don't get the whole, I don't know. It goes back to that whole guys getting online grunting about
exactly.
women. It, you know.
And someone put it the best way I could imagine. We're feminists. We want to empower women, but we're vulnerable and fragile, so leave us alone.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
That's exactly what feminism
you
is
be,
turning
you
into.
You want to sit at the table with me, but you don't want to do the same things that I have to do at the table. It's like.
You just want to say that you do.
Yeah, it's. It, okay, now, I get it. No.
The whole thing of League of Legends is completely different because these people are doing what the men employees are doing and they're not being remunerated for it. That's different. They deserve to be paid.
Right.
But when you don't actively do the thing that you're claiming you do, and I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. Point is, I like trolls.
Like the dolls with long hair, or
no? Sure as hell not those. I'll take Furbies over those any day.
Okay,
I want a Furby man. Movie. Where's that?
It's coming now that you asked for it.
Right, the thing that no one asked for is coming.
Which one?
Well, they made a Trolls movie, so what's the
right.
stop them from making
yeah,
a Furby?
Exactly. Well, they made 2 Trolls movies actually.
They made a second one.
Yep,
that's exactly what I said when he told me.
I didn't know they made a second one.
Yep, and it's I don't know.
I had mercifully forgotten they made a first one.
I got asked to dress up as a glittery troll for Halloween one year, and I declined.
With a shotgun.
I wish this was like a show and we could flashback to what happened, because I'd like to see. You're like, I gracefully declined the
just
offer.
Like, oh, will you be this thing here? I'm like, no. It just we go, no.
That was graceful.
It wasn't. Anyway, so it's basically two sides yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's
but not listening.
It's sexism and feminism and people that are just kind of like, why don't we just stop? There's cake. Let's just eat the cake.
Right.
Let's have cake.
That's what The Mandalorian is. It is glorious Star Wars cake.
It is true.
It does really good because it feels like, well, like what's supposed to be, a Western in space.
It is a Western in space.
And also, on a critique note, it feels too much like a Western, like episode 4. Feels too much like a cliche episode. It's still enjoyable. I really liked it, but it was
howdy,
pretty,
ma'am.
Yeah, it was really cliche.
I bet it's because a woman directed it.
Way to go!
The hesitation in my laugh was like I had to do the math real quick.
Like, am I allowed to laugh at what he just said?
Right? Like, did he just undo everything we've been talking about the past? did that really just happen?
Maybe Anita's right. No. But no, episode 3 was directed by a woman as well. I can't remember her first name, but her last name is Chow. She is Chinese. It was Knives Chow from Scott Pilgrim versus the World. She moved up from dating losers and is now directing movies, TV shows, whatever.
Was that a joke on her name, or is it really the actress that played Knives directing? I got confused.
Now you're doing the math again.
Yeah.
No, it was a
me
joke.
No listen good.
It was a joke.
Okay. Does she still wear the same scarf?
I mean, probably.
Is Scott here?
He
just
left. I'm sorry.
And then he runs behind her and she like, kind of looks over her shoulder but doesn't turn her head because she doesn't want to, she wants to believe the lie, I guess. I don't know. But, I mean, Mandalorian's really fucking good. I'm enjoying it.
I mean, I plan to watch it as soon as we stop recording, so.
So you mean shut up so
exactly.
we can watch. I just saw a meme, excuse me. And, well, because if you haven't seen it, it's a spoiler.
Shut up and talk.
Baby Yoda eats Kermit the Frog.
Good. Wait, what?
The baby Yoda definitely likes frogs.
He loves frogs.
Yeah, I know he swallows at least 2 of them.
Yeah, I get it. Well,
he gets
all right,
one in,
God.
He gets one in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then all
now the, I'm doing the math on that one.
Right. No, he eats the first one, and the second one he's eating, and there's a bunch of kids, and they're like, ew, so he spits it out. And he has a clueless look on his face like, I'm losing the crowd. What's happening here? One bad joke, and they just turn on you so quick.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
But I was going to make a feminist joke, but I'm not that cool.
I've got one friend who's he's pretty upset with Disney and Star Wars and is just not going to watch The Mandalorian.
I can't blame him. I'm pretty upset right. with everything else they're doing. Like, you guys texted me the newest trailer, and it just looks unwatchable to me.
It was because there was a scene in the trailer that shows Leia holding a lightsaber.
Which, yeah, for all of 1 second of it, it was neat.
Right. Well, like I said in the text, to me it looks like she's in a prepared defense position. She's like, her thumb is on the activator, and she looks like she's kind of holding it in a way where she could turn it on real quick if she needed mm-hmm. to. It doesn't look like she's holding it peacefully for someone. It looks like she's about ready to throw down. Which, over the years, I've read not all of the Extended Universe, but a lot of the Extended Universe. I played a lot of the games, not yeah. everyone. So there's a lot of established rules and lore and designs.
That don't fucking matter anymore. Yeah. Thank you, Disney!
Piss off, right. Kathleen Kennedy.
Well, and then here's the thing, is they took it all, and then they kind of botched it. So Mark's over here cheering for their failure, I guess.
Well, I've always been a purist when it comes to Star Wars.
It's fine.
4, 5, and 6 is all that existed at the time.
I can't blame you for that.
No, I can't either.
And the reason I couldn't is because it was kind of like, well, Shadows of the Empire definitely gave me my fuck the extended universe canon because it was just too much. Like, if you start taking in that grain of salt, how many more grains of salt do you also have to take in?
Well, look, I know what happened is you got burned because you couldn't beat IG-88 because he's a son of a bitch.
Oh, I whipped IG-88's ass, motherfucker.
What about Boba Fett when he fought him?
Oh, beat his ass, too. I made it all the way
kind
too
of
that.
A bitch in that game, to be honest.
I don't think I ever beat him without cheats.
Once you get in, until he gets in the fire spray, he's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But after okay. he gets in Slave 1, you know, you're SOL.
Yeah. But I made it all the way to the end of that without cheats. The last part is the space battle.
I hate that final space battle against the Skyhook.
Yeah.
To hell with that. Hey, we're talking about video games again.
Yeah, hey, we did it. We nailed it.
We made it back around. It's full circle.
Yeah. Just like the saga.
The circle of life.
There, so I did it.
I didn't know I was beating the Skyhook because I thought I was dying. But then the game was like, hey, you won.
You're like, I'm on fire.
But your character died.
Right.
Or so you thought.
Yeah. Ooh. Only in the 64 version, I don't think there's an after the credits thing.
There is.
Is there?
Yeah, because that's how I seen the very... Because at the end of it, you're like, oh, Dash dies. Mm-hmm. And then it's like... You see him like taking... He's like, he made it after all.
I know. In the,
so is he laying low?
He just gets,
Tatooine.
He gets the hell out of there.
That's where everybody hides. Tatooine.
Go to the sand.
I think it was you who told me that in the special edition of episode 4, you can see Dash Rendar's ship, the Outrider, taking off.
Maybe. I don't remember that.
You know, there's that scene in episode 9 that's coming up, and you see all those spaceships closing in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's people picking ships out of that, and I'm hoping Dash Rendar's is one of those.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So I know people have seen the Mandalorian ship in there. So
oh, they have?
Really?
Yes, yes. The Mandalorian ship is actually one of the ones in the front.
Wow.
It's probably just an Easter egg. I doubt he'll actually be in it, but his ship is definitely
right.
in there.
Wouldn't that be cool? He would have to be old as fuck, though, to be in it, though, because...
Well,
yeah, exactly.
You got to think about it like this, too.
I don't know.
It's just the same model ship, too. Might not necessarily even be his, but it is that model.
Right. You watch Star Wars, and you have the Millennium Falcon, and it's the only ship of that you know. But it's just a Corellian YT-1300 freighter.
Yeah.
It's a very common ship, actually, in the universe, in the extended lore that no longer exists.
That's what I always liked about the extended lore. I was the Old Republic guy. I knew everything, you know, from 1,000 years ago to before.
Right.
You knew everything what happened after the movies.
Right.
That's what I liked. If I wanted to know something that came later, I would ask you. You wanted to know how it all began, you would ask me.
And now you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 to know all this.
Yep. And that's all you have to know.
That's all you have to know. And the Clone Wars.
And the
the animated Clone Wars.
The way they... Because, you know, the non-animated Clone Wars.
You mean episode 2?
Exactly. No,
Attack of the Crones.
Attack of Bad Acting. What I miss is the original Attack of the the original Clone Wars series made by Genndy Tartakovsky, the guy who made Samurai Jack.
I remember it was all.
You're talking about the original animated ones that they did for Cartoon Network.
Yeah, yep. The ones that were 15 minutes and half the episode, you know, was set up. The other half was pure, unadulterated action.
I have those on DVD.
I love them.
They're amazing.
They are so much better than anything Star Wars has put out since.
They were like Samurai Jack animation, the way they were drawn. Yeah,
the character designs were not that great.
Similar to Samurai Jack.
Mm-hmm. But the lightsaber fights in that are just amazing.
Yeah, when... who does Anakin fight?
Asajj Ventress?
Yeah. I couldn't remember her name.
Everybody loves that fight, and everybody's favorite scene is when Mace Windu takes out an entire droid battalion by himself.
See, and that was really cool because it set up, you have, Grievous show up in it, Revenge of the Sith.
Yep.
And he has that cough.
And now you know where he got it from.
Because Mace Windu did it to him. He force crushed him while he was escaping and crushed his lungs. He was like, oh, you're not getting away.
My favorite fights in the show are from, General Grievous. His first appearance where he just goes alien and starts, you know, sniping Jedi. And taking their lightsabers as he's killing them.
Right.
Mine.
It is amazing.
Mine.
Mm-hmm.
God, I cannot overstate how good those were.
No, I understand.
But they got rid of it for, you know, whiny teenage Boba Fett and...
Well, so Lucas could do his own take on the story.
It's not good. I mean, there are parts of it. I know people love Ahsoka Tano. I know people love her to death, and she's a good character.
I love Ahsoka. I think she's badass. Her entire character arc, all the way up and through Rebels, is pretty amazing.
I agree. She falls to the dark side with Anakin, kind of, but she turns away from it and becomes a gray Jedi.
Well, that's where it gets tricky. She doesn't even identify herself as a Jedi of any kind.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying, just because someone that see.
Well, I don't identify as a redhead, but I have red hair, so.
Well, what I'm saying is just because she uses a lightsaber doesn't mean and can use the Force. Because you have to think about it. Jedi is a religion. It's a type of philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean that a Force user has to go by those same rules. And she doesn't identify herself as any of those. Because, all right, you have to get into the lore of the crystals now.
But that's all new lore.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's all new stuff.
I still go by the old... Extended universe stuff. I'm still catching up because I hate what's new.
Well, and that's fine.
I mean, I like the idea that the crystals change with you.
Mark's been a Star Wars
podcast at gamerda.com.
Oh, it's time to go. Okay, yeah.
That's how you reach us.
Yeah, sometimes you got to cut us off.
Yeah, we'll go all night. you got us there. We're on Facebook at Gamer Discretion Advised. Pretty easy.
Or on Twitter at GamerDA1.
Sorry, Mark.
Tell us your thoughts on how much Disney sucks at handling Star Wars.
Or do you love it?
And if you do, you're wrong.
You're wrong! Sorry, I didn't mean to scream into the mic.
Thanks for listening.